Hello and welcome to Infamous, the audio podcast. This is Brandon, or Mutilus on Discord.
This is Parker, go by one who parks on Discord.
This is Jeremy, just Jeremy on Discord.
And this is Aaron, I go by Treffenwood on Discord.
Parker, I noticed that you're no longer Tardiness Executioner.
No, because I don't do that anymore. I am now permissive.
I quit. I stopped doing it.
Which is why you were late today?
Yeah. I feel like it'd be incredibly hypocritical if I was still called the Tardiness Executioner and could be late. So
fair.
I was also late because my... Well...
Can we guess?
Shit all over the house. I know.
Can we all put in our best guess?
Yes, that's... you got it right on the very first try. By the way, I did listen... at your behest, Aaron, I listened to the podcast that I wasn't here for. And... thank you very much for the compliments on the Hydra build. I am excited about it. But secondly, Brandon, you mentioned my dog pissing and shitting everywhere. I was like, it did happen that night. I was too sick to clean it up. My wife actually cleaned it up. But tonight, she was just my dog was sitting next to me in the bathroom at about 9:25. And I was saying goodnight to my wife. And she just started peeing on the bathroom floor. I'm just like, all over the bathroom floor. I'm like, okay, cool. I guess I'm doing this for the next couple of minutes. It cleaned up much faster. It was on the tile. Knock on wood. That's good. But, yep, just an old dog. She's struggling. She'll get there, though. In a lot of ways, she's doing very well. It's just the continence thing is hard. But moving forward.
Yeah. Cool.
No longer Tardiness Executioner for that reason.
No longer. All right. Parker, you're down to 3,588 probationary episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Bonus. You have one final bet on the books that Shocker cannot shock.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to be shocked at the outcome on this one, but we're just going to leave it in there.
I was actually pretty shocked whenever I listened to that podcast, and you guys just flew 1,000 probationary episodes at me. It's like, this is going to make him feel bad. And I go, I do feel bad. I'm saying out loud to my dishes as I'm listening. And I do feel bad. Stop it.
Alrighty. As always, links in the show notes. Do we have any news today?
No news.
No news, all right.
No news is good news, I guess.
Continuing the no news.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we can do currently playing real quick. Anybody playing anything new and exciting?
Me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Jeremy, I heard you went, you won a game, like, was it 85-0? Is that what happened?
Oh my god.
You had a shutout. It's always fun.
Shutout.
Yeah.
It's like Manchester United versus Blue Valley West. Like, that's like what happened.
The gentleman I was playing was struggling. And you know how I do when someone is struggling, I tend to hold their head underwater and let them struggle themselves all the way off the board. And that's what happened. I actually wasn't paying attention to the score, like, at all. I was paying attention to making certain that I just finished the game. It was a pretty tough game. Then I started getting DMs that were like, what the fuck
are you doing, man?
I was like, what are you talking about? And then I was like, oh, I see. But I've been playing defenders.
I do the same thing. When I play, I get tunnel vision really bad. I don't even look at the scoreboard in between rounds. And so people are like, dude, you have it. Can we stop? I'm like, what? Oh, shit. Sorry. Like, I didn't even look.
I was playing a defenders list, and I because I haven't really played it that much, I definitely didn't want to take my foot off the gas because it just works that way, and just keep pushing, and it just happened that game went that way. But I'm having a ton of fun with it. I think it's really, really good as well. It might be a legit list, but we'll see.
You said it was defenders?
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of spiciness? Or just I added models that say defender?
Kind of, sort of. I mean, I'm trying to think of who the big key players were. Daredevil was amazing in every single game. Ant-Man was a fucking... Oh my god. Ant-Man is so good in that list.
Really underrated.
He basically gains all his power off his super punch and then gets to blast you with a fucking laser beam. And that can happen on turn one, which is pretty silly. Ant-Man was worth everything. Trying to think who else is in there. Oh, Valkyrie can go insane in that list as well. She did really good. It's kind of a cast of players you would expect. I ended up taking out... I took something out and put in Ghost Rider.
Parker, you got anything fun?
Yeah. So I'm continuing my Inspired by Aaron year. I don't know if you guys do this, but Aaron's Thanos list that he brought to LVO inspired me to try all the ways that I can reroll all of my dice really efficiently. And so first it was the Hydra list with Nebula, trying to empower her to reroll all the dice with scientific method, and that worked very well. I learned a lot about that list and decided I was going to make some changes to it, but I put it down for a moment to try the next version, which is the Baron Zemo Pocket of Death with Steve One. So it's Baron Zemo, Cable, Steve One is like the package. Use the reserve members to give Zemo an extra dice with his full reroll attack. And then everything else in your list is either the martial artist package, because there's plenty of space for that, or the rerolling package, because there's plenty of space for that as well. And so it's got like Deadpool in it for rerolls and multiple shots. It's got Black Panther, because he's martial artist, and well, super martial artist, I guess, on his front side, and all the rerolls. And so it puts out a lot of rerolling offensive dice, and most of the time a lot of rerolling offensive dice, and then a lot of defensive dice are very strong as well. I'm finding the pocket of Zemo, Cable, Cap, like the little, put them in a little triangle on something, and it is really, really hard to bust that up. I need it to encounter probably something like an Invincible Hulk, so he can start bashing them and throw them around, and then see if that actually holds still or if it just becomes dismantled by that. But right now, conventional warfare is not working on that cluster. It's very, very dangerous. Because then there's the rest of the list also is operating too. But that's what I've got right now. That's the latest way to reroll all of my dice. I'm trying other ways too. I have lots of different ways to reroll all my dice while I'm attacking with more dice than I should, which was the Thanos style, sans Thanos, to try to do other things with it.
Does your list have a sexy nickname?
This one is called a Modern Art, because the list was Martial Art, because it was all martial artists, and then this one is Modern Art because it's the new version. So it's got a lot of martial artists in it, but then it also could just switch on to I'll reroll all my offensive dice at you, or enough offensive dice in like Cable's case, because he's rolling three because he's next to Zemo. Zemo's rolling all. Black Panther's rolling all plus one. It's really, really mean. And then also Cable's giving you all the defensive dice you want, and Cap is taking important hits. But like I said, I think a lot of displacement is going to make it harder to play, and I haven't seen that yet. So if somebody plays a lot of displacement, I'll see how well it can do. But
cool.
Yeah, that's the idea right now.
Aaron, did you have anything?
So I took my non-Thanos unaffiliated list to the tournament in Springfield. Played Criminals in my TTS League matchup, and then brought Winter Guard to local fun stuff. So I'm playing a bunch of varied lists.
Cool. And I have been playing with STLs, and so that's about all I get to do anymore. Jeremy, I have a question about your list, because you're playing Defenders. Do you have just the original Hulk?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I did. I took out iHulk and put in regular Hulk.
Gotcha. I've always been surprised that Marvel doesn't use Hulk to advertise more, because he's basically just one big banner.
Nope.
I like that one. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Parker liked that one.
I like that one a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So with that, Jeremy's properly sedated, so let's get into our main topic. Parker, why don't you tell us what you're thinking?
Okay. So in nary a month and 2 days, something like that, we're going to go to Adepticon. And of the four of us, I'm the one who's going to dip my toe into the new Timelines format. And so I have barely scratched the surface of it. I know how the format specifically is going to work, but in terms of list construction, I have done none. And I've purposely saved it for the podcast, actually. Inspired by some of the work you guys did for other tournaments where we kind of built from the basement all the way up to the roof. Yeah. So what can I'm excited. I have ideas specifically about like models that I have available. Unless you guys are willing to let me borrow painted stuff, I don't have every single thing on the new list painted because some of the models are going to be brand new, and I'm probably not going to be able to paint them myself before then. So I'll have a couple restrictions when it comes to painted stuff, and then of course just like things that I'm excited to play and things I'm not excited to play. But I'm ready to hear a lot of input and try to go from there. So. My question for you guys is, would you like to know what my first three affiliations are that I would prefer?
You're like your top stable.
Mm-hmm. And then you can tell me that this is a bad idea. I should not do those three. I'm going to start there. Here we go.
Sure. Since you proposed this idea a nary 15 minutes ago, I did a very small amount of thinking and research, and I have six affiliations. I'm wondering what the overlap of your three and my six is going to be.
Okay.
Brandon and Jeremy, what do you think the overlap's going to be? I have a question.
Two. Mm. Wait, hold on. Let me look at the list. I was like, wait a second. Are there only eight factions? Like, what is this?
No, there's most of them. There's like 19 or so.
1, 2, 3, 4. I see 5 playable, 6 playable, 7, 8 playable. Okay, yeah, I'm going to go with 2.
I'll go with 1.
I'm going to go 1 as well. Okay, Parker, what are your three affiliations?
Okay. The ones I'm excited about...
you need 2 of them to match Aaron.
The three I'm looking at immediately are Shield, Defenders, and the third one, I think, is probably Web Warriors. Those are the three I thought of. And the reason, and I'll tell you, I can give you defend that, but how close was I to your list?
I am horribly sad to say that Brandon has won this bet.
Yeah! So which
finger
one
on did change?
So which one did I have that you didn't have?
Shield?
Okay. And I do not know how hard Shield and Web Warriors are going to overlap. Maybe they'd overlap more than we can handle. But I feel like the kinds of here's an interesting idea, because you know I'm playing against their random assortment. I don't know when they're going to be dropping something. I can't pick strategically. So Shield and Defenders don't play a similar game, but it's an attrition style game, right? It's not a aggro list, and it's not a it's probably not a spectacular objective based list. The fact that they do the same thing doesn't really matter. Having list variety doesn't really matter because I don't get to choose between the three of them. That's one of the things that at first I was like, oh man, I really want to have a list variety. I was like, do I really? Does it matter? Is there a strategic advantage to having list variety? I don't think so, right, Brandon?
I would like to suggest a topic because I feel like we're right there. Should we discuss the benefits of why you would pick a faction as opposed to just which ones are the best? Because is there any argument in like picking what counters what we think will be the most popular faction?
There you go.
Because I think a lot of people will look at this list, and just as an example, I'm not saying these specifically, but let's say Web Warriors and Avengers are clearly the two like that the populace is going to think is the best. Should you have a strong counter to both of those? Mm-hmm. And not as in like I'm picking A versus B, but just like build a list regardless of everything else that's good into both of them. Because if they're the most popular two, then you might get some valuable chances to drop it. And not chances, but like opportunities for it to come up in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you don't get to pick your list. It's just determined by the round.
Mm-hmm. So looking at it backwards, looking at what might opponents want, and then...
counter meta as opposed to meta. Yeah.
Mm.
So if we think that, let's say, Avengers scenario build and like Web Warriors scenario build are going to be like the two most popular, it was the expectation, then, you know, could you build a list with what's available that's strong into both of them? Because that gives you like a 60% chance to have a good matchup with a list that maybe isn't even using the best things available. Now, if you pull it into like Brotherhood, for example, that might be bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we're already playing lottery machines, so.
Right. We can't totally go down that rabbit hole, but
yeah. So that's just one option to look at it. And then obviously there's meta, which is play the strongest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third option usually create jank or a skew list where it's like, I'm going to bring something, and it's just going to be so good at what it does that it's going to put the game on its on tilt a little bit, where it's like, I have an advantage due to some other reason, like my models fight better than everybody else, or like, you know, my models have the most tempo, or whatever it happens to be. Mm-hmm. Like, that's always the way I look at it, is like, those are the three ways I can try to attack a meta. And so, given that you actually have three lists, would there be value in doing that with your different lists?
I have a crazy feeling, and because this is my experience with this kind of event in the past, specifically with X-Wing, is the models that just came out are usually the ones that are played heavy. They get a huge lean. Yeah. I wonder if people are going to show up with Uncanny X-Men a lot. Because
I would expect so.
Because Professor X, Nightcrawler, Iceman, Bishop, they're all on the list. I have a feeling that I'm going to see Uncanny X-Men a whole bunch.
Yeah, would expect that.
I don't think I will, unless I want to bring Cyclops, because I don't want to try to paint Professor X in like 4 days, whatever the hell it's going to be. But I think that's going to happen. What's up?
I disagree. I don't think you'll see him very much.
Because you have to paint him for Adepticon?
People who are going to take events seriously are going to want practice and prep.
I think people have already been practicing with him.
I think the people who are serious and are practicing with them have decided that they're not competitive and aren't taking them anyway.
That's fair.
So that's the problem with trying to pick anti-meta is, like, I knew is a hard word, right? I think we had a pretty good idea of what the meta was at LVO, what it was going to be. You had to be able to beat, you know, hard scenario and hard attrition, specifically CGR, to be able to win LVO. I have no idea what the meta is actually going to be like at timelines for Adepticon. Mm-hmm. Because we haven't done a lot of timeline stuff.
Absolute chaos. Yeah.
Right? So rather than trying to anti-meta an unknown meta and then get it wrong, I would just pick what you're the most comfortable playing, whether it's because you like those models or you like specific synergies.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I went with specifically Shield and Defenders, because I feel like both of those play into my style a lot. I also love having access to the Shield Tactics cards. They are super strong. That's, to me, a huge plus. The Defender, the Defender playstyle, I've already played it a bunch, and I really appreciate it. Also, they're getting all their toys. All of my favorite Defenders lists are in here. They're missing no one, really, from what Daredevil Defenders wants to
Defenders.
Do. Except Wong. Wong is the only one they're missing, and that's not nothing, because not having a two-pointer...
They just straight don't have access to Pentagram.
Right.
Wong, ASM, Valkyrie, Hulk, and there's a shit ton that they don't have.
There is a lot that they don't have, but he's saying specifically the models in his wheelhouse, they're all there.
Yeah. Yeah, the models that I have played in this affiliation with Daredevil leadership are here, with the exception of Wong.
It's really just Marvel Knights, not Defenders. Like, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's specifically like the Knights, Street Fighters.
Have you given any thought to the types of crises you're going to have to take with these teams?
Oh, that's right, because you can't copy those.
Correct. You need one team that operates wide, one that operates narrow, one that doesn't mind Peta Flips, although you don't have to take them all, and then same with the extracts.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There's a reason to have variability. Good point. This is now, why I'm talking
about this. You definitely can't lean into just one plan, for sure.
Right. You can still do it with Shield, Defenders, and Webs. So why don't I give you my 15-second elevator pitch for the six affiliations, and then you can go from there. So X-Force was number one. They lose almost nothing. I mean, they are a premier attrition list that can play super well on wide or narrow. Cable, Psylocke, Deadpool, Domino, X-23, Honey Badger. Six affiliated, ship it, murders the world. Next up, Webs. You have a solid core with Spider-Woman, Miles, Black Cat, and Spectacular. You just play wide, hard scenario with triple Steelers. Defenders, everything you talked about. They like to hit really well. They can play Researcher just as well as they can play Infinity Formula. Although they do lose some gas on, say, the Ds, if you will. Cabal with Red Skull 3. I mean, parents demonstrating how well Red Skull 3 can be played. Ultron 2 should be in one of your lists, period, dot. Play him in, you know, his home affiliation. I don't love some of the other models you're missing out on, like a Zemo. But Red Skull 3, I think, would be a viable attrition list. foes have both Goblin and Ock, so they'll allow you to play a passive game. If you're playing into, say, Shield, I like Ock a lot, right? You're going to take damage, you're going to get powered up, you're going to use that power effectively. Mm-hmm. Or if you end up going into, say, Webs, then you switch to Green Goblin, and you have the ability to go offensive and chase people down. So foes, because they have two leaders available to them, give you that option. And last, Brotherhood. Great affiliated list of models. One of the only six threats legal in this with mags, and not a lot that's going to prey on him. So you can play a pretty mono-affiliated mags or mystique-led Brotherhood doing kind of whatever they want.
I did notice that about Magneto. Well, actually, we have a Magneto aficionado. I would call him the expert of experts, Brandon. If you're looking at this list, does Magneto really get to start running tables when he doesn't have anybody to stop him? Or do you see this covered in things that stop him? It's not actually going to be a
Magneto party. Oh, you mean is the pool of things they have the things you need to stop him?
Yeah.
She-Hulk's
the other six, I
think, on the list. No, it's... The reason I don't like this format is the answer why the answer is no, but it's 100% just based on what list you pull against, because I think there are a lot of tools in here that do really well against him. Stuff like Black Cat, several different characters, but the big thing is mostly... Sorry, people decided to randomly message me. It's all about what list you get dropped into, right? Because your opponent's going to bring three lists, they're all unique, and if you just happen to pull him into somebody's fighty list, I think he's in an amazing position. Mm-hmm. If you just pull him into a go-wide scenario list, I think you're just kind of screwed, because it forces you to try and make a what should be a fighty list do everything, and I don't know if you have the tools to make it do everything.
Does Mystique not go wide enough? Is that not...
She can, but then it's like, what missions are you playing? Like, because if you're playing all the go narrow missions to fight with, then, you know, Mystique can't do anything, because there's not enough points out to get out of like a spot like that. And so if you go wide on scenario elements, then why are you playing Magneto? And so it's just like, I don't know that there's the breadth and width to make one list do everything without eating up too many of your options. And maybe you could get there with a lot of testing, but I don't think you could just throw together a list that did that naturally. I think if you pulled Webs basically with Brotherhood, you automatically lose.
Okay. I have a wild card pick in there, and I was so excited. I asked my painter to try to rush it, even since it just got done. And I could definitely try to proxy some stuff and play test it so that I have experience with it. Wakanda. There's only five models in the timeline list. But it notably is one of the only affiliations that has a two-pointer. Not a lot of two-pointers in the list. And it's got two fours, a five, a three, and a two, and all of them are premium, I think. I don't think any of them are weak. The only one that's missing is OG Black Panther. Take those five Wakanda models, then, you know, take your pick of some of your favorite Wakanda abusers, and because it's a new card, Spirit Wakanda's in there. Advanced R&D specifically is not. Is losing Advanced R&D that much of a tempo loss that Wakanda's a bad idea? Or is Wakanda still a good enough idea?
Both of your easy sources of extra power are gone.
I have no experience with New Panther, New Killmonger, specifically, well, at all, but also in the Timelines format where they don't have the rest of the full breadth and spectrum of their toys. So short answer is it might be. I have no experience to draw on, though.
I would imagine Wakanda's probably pretty strong just on the strength of their models. Like, Spirit Wakanda's nice. I don't know how much you really need it.
Yeah, you're not going to easily get the playoff. I don't know if there is any way, actually, because just Advanced R&D's not there.
No, you're not. So. But, I mean, I used it and... at Warfare last year, and I think I probably saved it on two of my five games, and I used it to remove conditions from Cosmic Ghost Rider or to heal my team. So it's a good card outside of the turn one shenanigans.
You could definitely also run it on just do Wakanda as your fighty build, do all the narrow scenarios, and then just plan on playing it on turn two.
So to get this moving, why don't you just pick one affiliation, and then we can kind of assign some secure his extracts and characters and move on from there.
I like Defenders the most right now, because I feel like Defenders is the biggest one in my pocket. I won't have to playtest that one or guess really about how it's going to perform. I feel really confident about that. So I like Defenders a bunch.
Okay. What models?
So it's going to be Daredevil. It's going to be Iron Fist, Luke Cage. Makes sense. Is
Punisher.
Heroes for Hire on the list. Let's look.
I got it. It would have to be, wouldn't it?
No.
It is. It is on the list.
I was going to say. That'd be such a weird exclusion with having them both in here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you would just make Iron Fist, like, all but... I guess he's not unplayable. He's still good, but...
Mm-hmm. Punisher. I think Punisher actually just feels just fine and with Daredevil. Mm-hmm. And Wolverine feels great with Daredevil.
Basically just turning him into Logan. Like, bargain Logan.
Yeah. He can't be meaner than Logan.
Don't have is Elektra.
Yeah, the only one who's on the list that I don't have is Elektra. I think she is not necessary when you have Wolverine for your four. I don't think you need Elektra.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're ever planning on taking advantage of ninjas.
I'm just pointing out the fact that the only one you didn't take was Elektra.
Yeah.
I wasn't implying you should take her, because clearly you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Hard pushback, sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Elektra is pretty damn good in Defenders.
She's not bad.
Her place lets her obviously go where she wants to be able to potentially get multiple people for the second attack.
The ninjas themselves reroll because they're a character. Do they? Now I got to read Daredevil. If you make the ninjas appear, do they get to reroll if Elektra's already rerolled? How does Daredevil's new?
Yeah, I think the leadership is once per turn.
Once per turn, an allied character may reroll in this attack dice. So if it's a different allied character, does that work?
It would have to be worded each character may, and then at the end of it say, this ability can only be used once per turn. Each character can only use this ability once per turn.
Got it. So, yeah, they're rerolling instead of her, which is probably terrible.
How do you feel about Taskmaster in Defenders?
I tell you, my first out-of affiliation is Sabretooth.
Yeah,
OG, because sure. He's the other four-pointer that might go in. He's awesome.
I think he's required.
List. Yeah. Taskmaster is not a terrible play.
I just like how good he is at bearing himself in range two of multiple people, and then it's like they're really disincentivized to attack him,
mm-hmm.
and then he can actually start beating people up a little bit because he can get his... like 7 or 8 dice spender off with no mods, and he gets to reroll.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and he can just throw his shield at people.
The fact that he gains power for throwing a shield now is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's such a big quality of life change for him.
So with the way leadership's worded, he gets the rerolls even if he's not attacking people he's engaged with, right? Like he can throw the shield at somebody far away and get the rerolls if there's people around him.
Right,
because just if there's people within two of you,
equal to the number of enemy characters within two. So if you shoot other characters, it still goes off. Yeah.
Mm. Yes. So I have a proposal, mm-hmm. which is to leave the character list at 6 for now. Decide the secures and extracts you want, and move on to the second affiliation, and do the same thing, and then come back and fill them in. As opposed to do all 10 members now, and then realize that you're going to want one of them in a different affiliation.
Right.
Yeah, obviously we don't want to get too hammered down on any one thing, but...
Okay.
More importantly, is there anyone else that is important to the concept of this list that we want to add or look at? Or is the list just go wide Defenders with, like, punchy?
I think you could make a case for some other characters for sure, but I think you'd have to see what other affiliations you're taking and how much those other affiliations want it. Like, even She-Hulk's not a terrible idea for this. Like, she would love to get some rerolls and stick in there.
But is there anyone that's important to the list? Like, you talked about Sabretooth being crucial.
Is there anybody
near that territory that you would also consider as a important piece?
No.
Nobody else in this pool. Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, you can just fill it up with anyone who's kind of good, and it'll be fine.
Right. Kind of good at range, you know, getting close and sticking close. Yeah.
Okay. So what crucial tactics cards do you need that aren't Defender specific?
Well, there are no Defender specific tactics cards, so that is
not that are legal in this.
Yeah.
But like, I would count Heroes for Hire, right? Anything that's already locked out of your other lists wouldn't be relevant, because like, you can't take Luke Cage again, so having Heroes saved wouldn't matter. It's only stuff that might be used by something else.
If you're looking at generic stuff that you'd probably like in this list that you would get taken from others, things like Inspiring Monologue wouldn't be terrible, because Daredevil would love Inspiring Monologue. No matter the cost for Wolverine, I don't see... Happy Birthday Runt is on the list, but again, you're just taking it that specifically. I'm looking for Jared's generic ones again.
So mostly think about like restricted cards. Like, does this list need Brace? Does it need Sacrifice? Does it need anything like that?
It needs Exceptional Healing, maybe. Probably, because you got Sabretooth and Wolverine, so it's probably taking that.
Probably. Which will be relevant if you end up taking X-Force.
Mm-hmm.
What about Brace? This seems important for Brace, but not required, because like, Daredevil is squishy to throws, so something to think about. But not every list is going to have Brace, so...
Right. I think things that are specifically for this list would be specifically, no matter the cost, maybe Inspiring. I don't know where there are other martial artists, but probably Inspiring. Exceptional Healing. Otherwise, you'd fill it up with a bunch of...
If nothing's coming to mind immediately, there probably isn't anything that important. But I'm not trying to get you to read through the whole list of cards.
Nope. Okay. I was just thinking of things that would pop up specifically for these characters that are generic.
Defenders. A couple cards that I've been thinking about are Warpath and Face Me. Mm. Because a lot of your dudes like to fight within two, and outside of two, they suck. So looking at getting pushed and whatnot, like most pushes are like Lizard. Lizard has to hit you. So Warpath can put you right back, and it's the only way to really get back for free anymore. So, like, there's some things like that out there that, especially in this format, you might want to think about, because you have so many spots for cards.
What about playing Carnage, then? If you're already considering Face Me, Carnage rules is just infinitely better. And so Carnage getting potential rerolls at range 2 and being a fighty model.
Mm-hmm. Carnage is totally cool for Defenders. I've been thinking about him.
He's another 4. Can you play 3/4s?
You obviously wouldn't at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd be more of a specific piece, because like, Sabretooth is good at punching like big dudes. I'd say Carnage is better at cleaning up little guys. Like, if your opponent's got like grunts and a bunch of little dudes, Carnage can really feast on those people.
Especially if you're not, it's not a Guardians heavy meta. Like, then Carnage can own. Like,
I feel like if we... I feel like I'm going to the second list next before I put Carnage in here, because I want to know.
Don't worry about Carnage. It's just a thought. I would just make a note about it. We'll come back to it, right? We're not asking you to lock it in. We're just putting out points. And if we find something that you're like, oh, I really like that, then lock it in.
Okay.
The important thing now is that we need to set in
what I put Face Me and Warpath on my Defenders Tactics list.
That's cool. But I doubt many other lists are going to want those. So that's
right.
Fine.
Right. Okay. So let's do Crises. Probably running straight down the middle with this. They can go
Is this your fightiest list, more than likely?
Probably. They're the ones...
So I would just lock in the minimum scoring, for the most part. Then season to taste.
So that's...
Would you rather have, like, Mayor Fisk over Intrusions? No? Just pointing out, because somebody else might want Intrusions over...
I would rather have Mayor Fisk for this list.
It creates more of a scrum, and if your opponent starts scoring points, you can take the points away from them.
I played Fisk a bunch.
I would do Gamma Intrusions Fisk.
And just don't do demons. That's fair.
Demons is
He doesn't want to sit on the demons anyway.
I mean, you don't have to stand on the demons.
Your opponent, right? So you're not really forcing a fight.
I find when I don't stand on the demons, my opponent tends to stand on them even more.
Well, yeah.
Because they're free. They're like, well, that's a free point. It's like, yeah, it's a free point. It just costs you your life. Also, Carnage is pretty good at standing on demons.
Yes.
Because he's like, oh no, I roll one energy defense. You got me.
Gamma, Intrusions, Fisk, and... Extractions would be Legacy.
Alien Ship, Virus, and Researcher.
Yeah, I like this so far.
Okay. List 2.
You might consider, just a note for the future, Montesi.
It's possible.
Just saying. Because you're already running down Main Street. I don't think you really care if they're up 1 point on you.
Yeah. Well,
versus so having a good mission for a list that needs a mission it can win.
Since he should have already ripped up all of his Montesi formula cards, I don't know how that's going to be possible.
He didn't rip up the German one.
I'm not going to lie. I'll have to fish it up my never play box.
Sprechen Sie books.
I refuse to play that scenario. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's no spider portals. Like, what are we talking about here? It's not even remotely bad in comparison. It also gives you beam attacks that you can use your rerolls on, which is cool.
Okay, so second list is probably... I just realized how many pieces of that are here. Oh, man.
So just talking about the remaining options real quick. We've talked about webs, maybe Avengers, potentially spider foes, and then big one is X-Force. So now that you've already got one fighty list, X-Force is probably less on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any reason that webs aren't the best affiliation in this pool just on their own? Obviously, it doesn't mean he has to play them. I'm just asking because I haven't done as big of a
probably dive not, no. They can't run seven wide without some significant...
Because there's no bullseye.
You can run a Koye Toad. It would be fine.
Toad is definitely good. I was just checking to see if bullseye is available. I assume
he is not. A Koye Toad, Bob are the only twos.
Okay.
Real quick, I just want to...
Wait. Correct. Bob's available?
Yeah.
Bob's available.
Yeah, we're all in.
For our listeners, you cannot modify dice on Montesi.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yet another reason why that card should be
I actually don't think I've made that attack since they changed it.
Okay, Parker, what was your next affiliate you want to explore?
So, this is another one I know very, very well. I wouldn't have to learn it in the next month. And it is a curveball, but I just realized that MODOK, Scientist Supreme... with his own leadership is here, but I don't think all the favorite cards are here, and I don't think there's a way to really replace him.
Talking about criminals.
Uh-huh. He loves a bee with his friend Blob, and Blob is in the format. And then you use some other criminals to take the other side. He loves playing that more spread out game. He doesn't like... D's are okay, but...
Okay, so what were the other core characters to that list, though? I thought...
The one that's missing that's super important is
Sorcerer Supreme.
Sorcerer Supreme. He is the runner, right? He's the guy who can go back and forth and commit to any side he wants anytime. Yeah. And so I think that one probably falls apart if he's not in it. So let's keep
going. Yeah. I would definitely be way more interested in looking at something like Spider Foes if that's what you're looking at.
Right.
So I think Spider Foes will be nice also because of how many Web Warriors will be running around.
Mm-hmm. I'm missing some key painted models for Spider Foes, so that's the only problem.
Oh, don't worry. Not a problem. I have a painted Venom.
The only one I'm missing Rhino and the new Doc Ock, but
I have the Rhino
again
that you cannot borrow.
Okay. So,
oh wait, Sentinels. We got Sentinels up here.
I actually have all of those painted.
I know. That's what I'm saying, dude. I got you.
Okay. So, does Spider Foes play on Peta Flips? Probably not.
So they love Mad Men.
Just because they're four physical?
Yep.
They also like...
I don't know if that means they love it. I mean, having four physical defense is not... That doesn't necessarily mean you want to play on a B.
Point conceded. I think they're fine on Mad Men.
They are really good about flipping and standing on the Mad Men. I'm not going to argue against that at all. I just don't know it's what they want to do.
I would actually say that they do like D scenarios. When I've played them on Ds, they don't mind it because they love the one-on-one matchup. Green Goblin feels great on Ds because
the problem with the Bs is that they can't cross the Rubicon very easily.
Right.
They have some mobility, not a ton.
But Ds, they have enough.
No, Ds you don't need to move usually. You just hold the side points. And so if you can force your opponent to split their force into three shapes, like you can just beat them up.
Is that a crazy idea, doing Spider Foes and running the D scenarios?
We just talked about this last week. I don't think it's crazy at all. I think Spider Foes are actually kind of good. The biggest prey, like the biggest thing that preyed on them is now gone. And all of the other ones are conveniently gone also, because like what do you have to deal with? Hulk? And by Hulk, I mean She-Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
So we got She-Hulk and Mags. I think they're fine into both of those. They're not great, but they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You can also like play Carnage rules on Mags and just get him way out of position.
The obvious take for D's is X-Men. I'm not excited about it at all, though.
The obvious take is Webs.
Because
you only give up Gwen.
That's a huge give up.
Oh, God.
It's, everyone else has given up more, though. Like, it's not, you're not fighting the old meta, you're fighting this meta.
Right.
And all you lost was Gwen. And Gwen is great. Like, fucking great. But I don't know if she's that great.
So, because
you just, what, replace her, you get rid of your two, you get rid of Gwen, you replace her with, like, Rhino and something else.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm looking at the Web Warriors group. The only ones who are now displacing and doing that game really easily is exactly Venom. Right? So I guess Spider-Man, if you get the Wild. Warriors
don't displace. That's a myth. They used to displace, now they steal. Okay. They don't win by displacement. It's one of the cool things that they sometimes have, but it's really just Gwen was the only displacer.
Mm.
Like, you've got the Wild throw on the kick, that's about it.
Right. Spectacular throws when he wants to.
Spectacular can throw. Like, there's tools, but yeah, the whole, like, Webs just drag you off all the points has not been true for a long time.
She doesn't feel like it when I play against him, but I guess I'll believe you.
Well, it's because it just feels bad when it happens. But, like, they used to play the everyone moves your stuff list. That doesn't... No one plays that. I play more board control heavy Webs than almost anybody, and I don't even play that.
And Parker, if you're not excited about the Webs, then play something else. I was just stating an opinion.
I was just, like, pointing out that I think they're the strongest. But if you're not going to play Webs, that just means, like, Black Cat and Rhino and Spider-Woman are available for other stuff.
Right. I'm excited about Spider-Foes. I think Spider-Foes will be a ton of fun.
Okay.
And I actually don't know if they like to run downhill with ease and stuff like that. I don't think that's their favorite thing.
No, I don't think they do, because they don't like the big guys. They prefer Ds.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do the Spider-Foes.
Okay. And it also lets you play Traps, I assume, is legal. Yep, Traps and Recombinator. I don't know if you play Recombinator, but it's definitely more likely to see the table in this format.
You play Recombinator. It feels
cool. I like Recombinator, but I'm weird. I also play Carnage and Venom more than most people, because I like dumping a bunch of damage on Carnage and having him kill two people.
Is there a Spider-Foe you don't take? Probably not.
Venom.
I don't see one. You leave Venom off?
I like Venom. I like him, you too. You don't have to have Venom. With Agent Venom not being in the format, I'd probably take Venom. Just because of the number of people that are going to be playing Webs. And then also, we're talking about restricted formats. Like, it's not like you're going to need all 10.
Man, I told my painter to paint the wrong thing. I'm going to want Spider-Foes, and I don't have some.
I'm not using any of mine. You can use them all.
You have to give up your career as a hand model. Get some paint on them.
I like Venom. I think I'm going to include Venom.
Okay. Goblin, Octu, Rhino, Venom, Lizard, Kraven, Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
Are you including Carnage in your foes list?
Is he super important to foes?
Grand Illusion, Robbery. There will be Carnage.
You get a lot of really good cards.
Lethal Protector.
Mm-hmm.
You do get to place well laid plans, but only if you play the 4-point dock. Is well laid plans even in here? Ooh, it's not. Oh, wait, no, it's a Spider-Foes card. Hold on.
Well-laid plans is not.
Ooh, no well-laid plans.
I honestly...
Oh, what about Fearful Symmetry, though?
You and I have both played well-laid plans and both seen it not work, so I think it's fine. Probably not.
But I think it's a very important card in today's meta versus, like, days of old.
Carnage is definitely more of a wild card. I think he could go in Defenders too. I don't think Spider-Foes absolutely needs him. There is things you can do with things like Genetic Recombinator, though. It's not nothing.
I think 100% if you're going to play foes, you should have Carnage.
Okay. I like it, but we'll see. Okay.
It's just because the nature of what they want to do is they want to gang up on people. So, like, they're really good about softening somebody up and then sending Carnage in. Like, I think the list is just good synergy. Now, if you find you've got too many 4-pointers in the list, and Venom is for some reason making the list over Carnage, I'd find that surprising, but I get it.
Okay. All
right, so what missions are we looking at so far? We got Cosmic Invasion. We got Riots.
Normally, I would run Scoundrels because those two make up my secure team.
Mm-hmm.
But you could run almost anything.
Intrusions is still available. Intrusions would probably be fine.
I thought Intrusions was his first one. Gamma Intrusions Fisk.
Oh, because that's right, because he didn't take demons. You can swap demons and intrusions.
For in the Defenders list?
Yeah, she could put demons in the defenders list and then take intrusions here.
I don't mind that. Demons in the defenders list and intrusions here.
I think demons doesn't make any list, but that's just me.
Well, it's just about lower scoring. Like, there's a lot of teams that their win con against both these lists is to score out. So putting two more points on the table seems silly.
Sure, I would put meteors instead of
but
demons.
He's playing like three people with bad energy defense.
I'd put meteors and defenders then, and then move
there you
intrusions
go. To meteors and defenders is probably fine.
Is meteors, is that the eye setup where it's mm-hmm. like staggered on the yep. center?
It's man. old incursion.
I do not like that for defenders, but it's not terrible.
Yeah, I think they'd like intrusions, or not intrusions.
I actually don't like intrusions for defenders either, but you guys
even with the
intrusions.
Teleporting like onto other people, like to just avoid all of them, or you just teleport around.
I think this defenders. I think we can build it for meteors and feel good about it. That's fine. So riots, yeah.
Invasion, intrusions,
invasion. Yeah, I like invasion for them. Intrusions,
because we can all agree you're not playing fucking spider portals.
No. This list.
Ooh, so.
Okay.
You can do Montessi with traps. I love trapping Montessis.
Nobody has it? Is that the idea?
Kind of, but if you actually get to, like, if they are really tall, you can actually go get it. You just trigger it with one of your own people and go get it. It works better if you have a grunt character, because you can just burn the grunt on it and then get it with somebody else, but I don't think there are any grunt characters legal other than maybe
Elektra.
Nick Fury.
Nick Fury and Elektra.
Yeah, but you have to play Nick Fury or Elektra for that. Mm. Oh, wait, you put Ultron in. Ultron works. And then you actually want their grunts to be kind of damaged. Mm-hmm. I don't hate that. I don't know how much they want Ultron, but it just makes Ultron hit harder.
I feel like, is this maybe the best Hammers affiliation? Because Green Goblin likes Hammers. Rhino likes Hammers. I feel like there's some Hammers here. Am I wrong?
Are there any safe grabs in this format?
Cat and Spider.
That's the only one. Because there's no Eyes, there's no ASM, there's no Angela.
I want to say there's another one, I just don't remember it.
There's no Thanos. There's no Stones at all.
Is To Be My X-Men legal?
Let's look.
How do they... Oh, because Cable.
Yes, To Be My X-Men.
So you can do Cable in Uncanny is the only one?
No, anyone with To Be My X-Men can do it.
Yeah, Beast can too.
How do you get it and get out?
You double move, pick it up.
And oh, with the storm hop?
No, yeah, storm not hop. Even a storm hop. Just double move anyone to the middle and To Be My X-Men in the back.
Oh, To Be My... I'm thinking first class. Sorry, you're right. Okay.
First so class is X-Men... not. First class is not available, though, FYI.
Okay. Oh, so, yeah, you'd have to double move, burn a card. That's fine. So it's basically X-Men and Cat and Spider. I don't know that you actually... I think Montessi's actually just fine, because you could have... Carnage Rules potentially available, and This Is a Robbery potentially available, and you just get to just full unload into whoever goes to the middle on Montessi. I think that's fine.
What do you think, Jeremy? Can you play Montessi with these guys?
I mean, if you have to, it's like, but do you have to?
I guess what else do you play? Because we're already taking the lowest ones, right?
I feel like if you trap a Montessi half the time, you're just going to give power to someone who doesn't need, like, you don't want them to have power, has been or they'll end up throwing your ass into it. Like,
oh, yeah, it's definitely not scripted. I think the only time you trap the middle Montessi is if they have prio or they have a safe grab. And every other time, you trap something else. Or you don't even take it. It's like, oh, I have prio on this. Like, yeah, I'll just take a free extract and not trap anything. Or I'll trap something else. Like, it's not about just doing the Montessi plan.
I like the Montessi, actually. I think I do. Also, it's a low-scoring game. That gives them more time to do their attrition thing, even if they're plus one.
Because, like, let's say you are playing foes and you pull, like, shield, and then they just, like, grab both hammers on the first turn. Like, so, like, and if you have the trap, then they just get one, and now the other one's trapped and you're fucked. Like, what do you do? Like, I think Montessi's better in a lot of situations. Also, I hate hammers because I think it just makes the game even more chaotic than it already is.
I was just trying to get rid of possibilities, and I didn't know if hammers was possible with them. They can heal themselves a little bit. Is paranoia okay? It scores too much. It scores a lot.
Yeah, they don't actually heal that much.
I don't hate paranoia anyway. Do we like paranoia? or struggle cube. They love power, and they can turn their power. Cubes is a lot of scoring, but they do love power, and they love to turn their power into healing.
How are you thinking they heal so much?
Carnage heals, Lizard heals, and Venom heals.
So Lizard has healing factor, which is bad, but Carnage only heals sometimes, and all of his defense is hit points, so if he's taking like one or two damage a turn, he's really easy to one round, and then he's worthless. Okay. So the whole thing about Carnage is keeping him healthy, so I don't think you want to take free damage on him.
You played more Carnage than me. I bow to your wisdom.
I have not played that much Carnage.
Four times is more than none.
Aaron, I can't tell if you're frowning or bored. What are you? Are we running? Or is Spider-Foes a bad choice because you can't get extracts with them? The extracts they want is the low scoring ones, and so it's a cat game for Spider-Foes. Even though they don't mind the D's, they don't. We're running out of extract options.
You lost me when you put Montes in your list, so I don't know what we're doing anymore.
We're trying to find a place for some of these. Freaking extracts.
Aaron lives his life by a list of bullet points. Don't play Montes, he's on it. So he's lost all interest.
Not interest. Sense of reason and justice in the universe.
If we take
as
it off
as
then.
I saw it. As soon as I said Mayor Fisk earlier, he checked out. He was like, well, God, we're doing this shit.
Okay, so
I only play hard meta stuff.
Fisk is fine.
If we don't do Montesi, is it...
No, I'm kidding about scrolls? That. Montesi, you have to pick one extract you're not playing. What one extract are you not going to play?
Help me understand what you mean by that.
Okay, of your three lists, you're going to take 9 extracts. There's only 10, so which of the 10 are you not playing in your three lists?
Got it.
Is his point. So pick one of the remaining 4 that we have, or 6 or whatever it is, we haven't selected yet. And that's the one that's not in the game anymore. And so basically is what he's saying. So when you're looking at it, remember that you have to, whatever 4 you don't pick, you have to play 3 of them in the next list. So you have to just keep that in mind when you're building.
Thank you. I hadn't framed for myself yet.
So for me, if I were to build a timelines list, one of them would be a pure scenario team. Because A, you have models in some lists that can do that. And B, you have to play scenario crises. So I would combine all of my crises, my scenario crises in one list. So what you're doing with foes is you're putting some of your crisis, scenario crisis, like your Ds, and then combining them with your low scoring extracts, which breaks my brain.
Yeah.
And it might be in a good way. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying.
Being not predictable is right, generally good.
I have been so static in my list building that when I play Avengers, Wakanda, Webs, whatever, it is guaranteed to be the 2Fs, Paranoia, Cosmic Invasion, Riots, and Scoundrels. You just ship them. That's what gets played from a scenario perspective. So trying to mix and match your low scoring with your Ds means that in your third list, you're going to have to mix your spread secures or your middle secures with your spread extracts. So I'm trying to figure out what your third list is going to have to be to then deal with that.
Oh, I think the last...
You also just do pay to flips.
The last list, the B one, last list will be 2 Bs and... The F. Yeah, that's the one that's B plus one, right? Yeah. So you do 2 Bs and the F.
No, we're fine.
One. Yeah.
Okay. Aaron just disagrees with your philosophy, which is fair. I completely disagree with everyone's philosophy all the time. But what I was going to say, Parker, is I think you should do Montesi and then do the 2 parody extracts. So scrolls and hammers, if we have to.
I don't mind hammers for this list. I think hammers can work.
It's going to be better than whatever the last list is. And so at that point, you're basically choosing, do you want to play senators is the question, I think.
So hammers, Montesi, senators, or...
Or it's going to be paranoia in the 2Fs, or senators in the 2Fs is what you're going to end up playing.
I do not like senators.
Your last one
is going to
be basically
max
scoring.
I do not like
senators. That's what I'm saying. So don't play senators. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You get one don't play, pick senators.
Let's pick paranoia. I like this idea. I like Spider-Foes will be screwy. I'll have fun.
I'm feeling that we got some miscommunication. What did you choose as your scenarios?
I have riots, intrusions,
cosmic invasion.
Invasion, sorry. Just can't read my own handwriting because I'm trying to write quickly. Riots, invasion, intrusions, and then Montesi formula, paranoia, and...
Yeah, see, this is where I think we got off track.
Brandon was saying put in hammers and scrolls for your last two extracts. Yeah,
because that way you got the two even-numbered ones. So if you win Prio with this list, you have a big advantage, because you get the bonus number of extracts and also fuck their extract with your traps.
So it's Montessi, Worthy, and scrolls.
Scrolls.
Okay. Yeah.
There's two even numbered extracts.
I like that.
Okay. And it's scrolls and hammers.
Okay.
There's three because of senators, but senators is dog shit. So
okay. I like this. I like all of this so far.
Okay, so now the most important thing. Look at the remaining missions, which we've talked about. It's senators, paranoia, and the two Fs, so spider infected and cubes. Then look at the secures. We've got six. So we've got sword bait, the pay to flips, the four pay to flips, and then scoundrels, and I don't remember what the other one is.
Infinity
formula, yeah.
And we have demons, unless demons was in our defenders list.
It's not right now.
Well, there's just two in it then.
No, I have gamma, meteors, fisk, and defenders right now.
Oh, you put meteors in. Okay, so we only have three pay to flips, and one of them's awful. So despite there being 12 secures, there's really only 11. And so you get to ban two this time.
I like the idea of trying to build for the two Bs and the F, right? Sure. I like that.
Infinity Madmen and Scoundrels.
Mm-hmm. Also, one of the Bs is a pay to flip, so you could move the meteors out of your defenders list and do a two pay to flip and then an extra B, but I think it's fine to do what you just said too.
It makes more sense to my brain.
That's fine. So you're doing double Bs and F, which is basically parity plus a middle on one of the three.
Mm-hmm.
So who's good at that you like to play?
I already mentioned criminals, but I would have to replace... I love criminals for Bs and scoundrels. That's what I play with that list, the MODOK Scientist Supreme. But I'd have to find a replacement for Doctor Strange, which is hard, but possible. Shield probably doesn't want to play that. Probably. Not necessarily wrong, though.
Think less about the affiliations and more about the models you want to play.
Right.
And we'll find a place to play those models. Because we've still got... You took Rhino and Spider Foes, but we still got Black Cat.
Mm-hmm.
So, we still got Black Cat. Still got Spider Woman. We've effectively vetoed X-Men. A lot of the criminals are taken at this point. I believe your normal go-to Avengers requires original Steve.
Yeah, I do have a little bit of experience with second Steve, but
third Steve.
Yeah, sorry, third Steve. I don't consider the second Steve. I don't recognize the even-numbered Steve Rogers. I feel like there's nothing about this Avengers list that excites me for him, except Wolverine, which I'd rather play in Defenders. So it's not like I don't know what you're taking with him. A bunch of out of affiliation stuff, I guess. Deadpool is not terrible, I guess, with him. But again, I'm not excited to play him or this in Bs, I don't think.
Yeah, how about each of us come up with what we would do as our third list, given what's still available, and we'll pitch it to Parker one at a time.
What's wrong with criminals?
We're missing Rhino is the big one right now, and you could probably pull Rhino out of Spider Foes, but I don't know if they're the same. The criminal list he likes to play isn't currently usable in this format.
Yeah, it just...
But that doesn't mean he can't play criminals, it just means he can't play his go-to criminal list.
Yeah, it's just the only character it's missing that's super important is... Doctor Strange, Sexy Strange, but you could replace him with something like, I don't know.
Skull 3.
Skull 3 is not available.
What? He's literally in this.
Oh.
He also has Scalpel.
Yeah, but Scalpel's not the reason you play him.
Sure.
Scalpel is useful, but the real reason is that he, I guess, maybe that could work. I was actually thinking.
I mean, he's like not a super solo, but he's also only 4 points.
I was thinking of somebody like Juggernaut, kind of a super solo that flies around.
But... I mean, he is mobile, but he isn't. He's not the same. there isn't really a comparison to Strange.
On a B scenario, I like you said, I like somebody who can cross from one side to the other. Can Juggernaut do that in one turn? Probably not, right?
Sure.
Can easily. You do it?
Yes.
Yeah, easily.
Can. I've never played him, so.
You should absolutely play Brotherhood of Mutants. Because you're playing on high scoring, you need lots of models. Mystique is one of the best leaders, perhaps the only leader left? So there are three leaders that are threat three, and she's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So she allows you to play wide on these spread scenarios and spread extracts while having really good game plan with your extracts specifically.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just run Brotherhood and ship it.
I do like the idea. Do you ever play Magneto with that? I guess you do put Magneto in the list in case they give you a set of secures that you don't
want to spread. Yeah, maybe you get trapped on Researcher or something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I would lose Sabretooth. I don't think that's a terrible loss.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan of this list of Brotherhood characters, but I mean,
I think you're
you're talking about going wide, like you could get affiliated, but like Blob's not good on these missions.
Oh, I disagree. I love Blob. Oh yeah, he feels great.
Maybe in your like weird janky criminal list where you're just sitting on your back point, but like what does he do when you can't make people attack him? Like they literally just ignore him and walk away from him. And there's four other points they can go have. Like why would they take Blobs?
Well, that's the point, is if you have other sticky models, if you have other models that you can't easily remove, and that's what they have, right? They have a lot of models that are difficult to remove. Nobody in the list, if you have Colossus and Juggernaut are your other two options to go try to dislodge, what the fuck are you going to do? Like, Colossus, a Juggernaut, and Blob, none of them can be dislodged. That's their thing.
I mean, they can. They're just more difficult than most people.
Right. And that's the point, right? So you have to attack one of them, and you don't want to attack any of them. I think Blob does great in this set, actually.
I would run Mags, Jugs, Colossus, Mystique, Blob, Pyro, Quicksilver, Toad.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. Jeremy, you have any objections? That was an easy sell for me.
Done. Ship it.
Okay. Easy. Easy sell. Also, I get to play some Brotherhood, because I've only played them once, and like I said, never got to put the Juggernaut down, and I want to. So let's do it.
Juggernaut is fun to play, but he's not easy to play. Yeah.
So
Juggernaut's easy to make mistakes with,
mm-hmm.
because you have so many choices.
Well, the good news is, I think I've had some Spider-Froze games. I've had a lot of Defenders games. If I play Brotherhood between now and then, and you know, get used to it, I think I'll feel good.
So may I?
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I would do is take every Steeler in the game and put them in a list.
In one?
No. In your lists.
Got it.
So the three that you're missing are Miles, Spider-Woman, and Black Cat, to the best of my knowledge. I really like Miles and Defenders.
That feels good. That feels real good.
So Defenders benefit from anyone who's able to place, because they can then choose where they go to get within range of two different people. Mm-hmm. So Miles having his web swing is great.
Mm-hmm.
You're missing four threats in Brotherhood, so I'd put Spider-Woman there. And then I'd probably put Cat in Foes. And then after that, I would look at two threats and fives. For instance, Marvel 2 and Ultron 2.
I like Okoye and Defenders, I think.
I really like Ultron and Spider-Foes. It gives them a really big staying power piece that they can use to tank. And they have all kinds of blow shit up trappy crap that he likes. They can be like walking their guy forward, get mm-hmm. too close to a building. It explodes and damages them and spawns a robot in their way.
Mm-hmm. So Ultron 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 10 for Spider-Foes.
Yep.
Ooh, you're playing Montesi with Spider-Foes as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You can also use the book to attack your own grunts.
True statement. So you have 9 Brotherhood, 10 Foes.
I think Okoye and Defenders, I think I would like that. They really need 2.
Ship it. You got 8 Defenders with Okoye. So, Brandon and Jeremy, who are 2 models that you think should go in A list?
Put Bob in Mutants.
In Brotherhood?
Bob and Toad? Spicy.
Yeah. You said go wide.
Yeah.
And if you're taking Juggernaut, it's going to be hard to get wide unless you've got twos. Also, it gives you point-and-click removal of troublesome models most of the time.
And that's 10 for Brotherhood.
I do really like going last with a Toad or a Bob. And if Bob's not picking stuff up, like his job is not to do that, right? So he can sit on your back point, turn two. He can place Mystique's token down and then double move to contest another place.
Yeah.
He also put the token down, move, and shoot somebody, which is great.
Yeah.
Only if you like want to make attacks.
I like making attacks.
So we need two more defenders.
You should definitely have a five. Ideally a five that can place themselves. I want to say King T'Challa.
Ooh, well, I'm going to say Cable.
Okay. Also,
Cable defenders feels... with Cable.
Defenders with Cable sounds good.
It's fine. I mean, at that point, you're making your list pretty narrow, but yeah.
They don't mind narrow.
I don't think
they like tall. I think they don't want to necessarily go wide. I think that's not the same thing, though.
Sure. I think having A5 in your list is not wrong. Yeah. And gives you options as your 10th character. He's already got three fours, four threes, and a two.
Let me look at T'Challa, knowing that I have...
The biggest thing for me is Cable can throw the terrain that's going to get thrown into Daredevil.
Yeah.
You don't have to sell me on putting Cable on any list.
Yeah. I like Cable. I'm going to put Cable in here because I'm not taking him. He's my favorite. He's not my favorite. He's number three, but he's up there. Okay. So one, two, three, four, five, six.
So you have a five or a six in every list. You have a steal in every list. You're clearly missing a Viper somewhere.
Do we have any holes other than tactics cards?
No, I would propose that we table tactics cards for later. I think we've been at this quite a while.
I'm asking to fill out the tactics card list. I'm asking if we have anything that isn't filled out other than tactics cards.
The 10th model in Defenders.
Yep.
10th model in Defenders. And we've already added Cable?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Crimson Dynamo, ? But he's in yet another four. I don't know.
Fucking legal? Oh my god.
He is legal.
Did you put in Taskmaster?
He did not.
Not yet.
Why not Taskmaster?
There's no reason not to.
Okay.
I think he is... I don't know when he makes the table before Luke Cage or Iron Fist or either.
Sure. But there's not really a... different choice, right? Like, you have too many fours, and so you're looking for a three that beats out Iron Fist and Luke Cage
or Spider Miles. I feel like
can I give you a spicy one?
Yeah, Jeremy, I want to hear from you.
She-Hulk.
That's what I thought. Yeah,
ship it.
Yeah,
I think she, because of her range too and her ability to get in there, I'm honestly looking at her as just a spice, just to see if I dig her. I think she might be great.
Also, I can run Patch Up in that list, and a lot of those characters like Patch Up. Yeah.
Okay, do you want me to sum these up, or is your handwriting good enough?
Oh, you want me to read through them one more time? You want to hear it?
Well, we just spent an hour and a half talking about this. I think we should do a quick summary of each list.
Okay. I think we should pick restricted cards for the lists.
Okay.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think that's the real last point. Because, I mean, there's cards will be better or worse in different places, but the big thing is the restricted slots.
Okay, man, the restricteds are kind of hard to find thing. Let's see.
Well, it's just...
It's the last page.
Yeah.
There's only five of them. Two. Brace, Disarm, Indom, Patch Up, Sacrifice.
I love Sacrifice and Defenders. Anybody tell me why I'm wrong?
No, I think that's correct.
I think you need to keep
specific attacks off Daredevil.
Also, you love sending attacks to things like Sabretooth.
Yeah. I think Brace also in Defenders. All your other lists have pretty chunky people available, and Defenders is the only one that's kind of reliant on not getting shit thrown at them.
I don't hate that.
Indomitable, I would immediately put into Brotherhood. If there's ever a chance you put Magneto on the table, not getting him displaced is huge.
I'd probably also disarm in Brotherhood because... you're playing D's on foes, and there's less opportunity for you to have two people on the same side of the board where they need to be.
So you disarm their lone. So you disarm their lone character because they're there, and you can neuter one side as your.
No, I'm thinking. I was thinking something else.
Yeah, because on disarm on D's, it's actually good because whichever side they don't play on, you disarm the other person.
What am I thinking of?
Spider foes
trip up. I don't know.
defenders. Would I rather have brace or?
I actually really like disarm in foes. The more I think about it, because you don't even have to disarm like big people. You can just arm little guys, and it just makes it to where your 4-point model just can't die, which is huge.
So you said Brotherhood. You think needs Indom?
Yeah, and then patch up is huge in spider foes. Because you have so many deep health pools.
I thought about that too. Do you think it'd be better in defenders or probably them, right?
Well, yeah. You can't put three restrictions in defenders, so.
No.
Yeah, I'd put in spider foes.
I do like that. The chance of using it is high. Cool. There is a hole. We did not pick these
crises.
We picked the secure crises for Brotherhood, but not the.
I thought you said you didn't want to play
senators. Yeah, we already talked about it. You said you didn't want to do senators. Yeah.
Okay. Wait, the Brotherhood doesn't want to do senators? Because they don't have all
said.
The things.
You said you didn't want to do senators.
Oh, no, I could
Are
do
Are you asking if Brotherhood does want to do senators?
Yeah, does Brotherhood want to do senators? Am I wrong?
Not in this format, I don't believe.
Okay.
They're fine at it, but they're also good at playing paranoia, so.
Brandon's correct.
So, paranoia. I'm just writing these down so I don't mess this up.
And then if you did look at making any changes for Brotherhood, I would really look into, like, middle line punishers. But I don't really know how much of that you even have.
So, paranoia, available. Cubes, not and, senators, so it's left.
Spider infected. And if you don't want to do spider infected, because, God, I fucking hate spider infected with Brotherhood, you could do senators and paranoia.
I'll do senators for Brotherhood. I like it because I'm going wide most of the time. That's the plan. Okay.
So also, I would really, really take a look at the point breakdown for those two different Brotherhood variants. Mm-hmm. You'll get into this weird situation sometimes because you've got, two big guys? So you've got Magneto and Jugs.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you have a 4-pointer in there as well?
Spider-Woman now.
Spider-Woman. Spider-Woman's fine, though. She's good for both. I'm just worried that you'll get into a spot where it's like, look, I have a 6-wide build, and then you look at the other side, and it's exactly the 3 models that are your tall list, and you're like, uh-oh,
right.
I can only play this exact list. Mm-hmm. And you're like, there's no flexibility at all.
So right now, Defenders has, back to text cards, Defenders has Sacrifice and Brace, Spider-Foes has Patch Up, Brother has...
Disarm. No Disarm?
Not yet.
Okay.
Brotherhood has Indomitable. And we're thinking disarm for spider foes. Make sure their guys stay alive long enough to heal themselves.
I like it because you don't just think of it as like the order of operations, right? Let's say you got priority.
Mm-hmm.
You can't leverage it as well as other attrition factions get priority because you don't have like a one big scary model, really. Now, if you put Ultron 2 in there and he ends up being that for you, that's fine. But normally they don't. And so it lets you like... Well, I have to activate Carnage, and I need to activate Green Goblin. Well, I was like, well, I'll just disarm this idiot by Carnage, and then I'll activate Green Goblin.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you that opportunity. And then also you have Patch-Up available to make sure that the disarm gets a little extra insurance on it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do like it. You've done convinced me. All right.
Apex is not legal in this, right?
He is not.
Okay. Cool.
So...
Why don't you send me those lists, and I'll just include them in the show notes, and that way we don't have to do a 10-minute ad read right here.
No problem. But I like this. Defenders, Spider Foes, Brotherhood. I like that the Spider Foes is a little screwy, a little fun. I think the Defenders list is just good. It is my favorite of the three because it plays everything I like to play. And the Brotherhood list, I'm excited to try it. This will be an expansion for me. I'll get to learn how to do this. I think this is
cool.
This will be a fun group of three. You've got me excited for this.
Awesome. Glad you're excited. So let's do everyone go around table and give Parker's lists a rating. Parker, why don't you go first?
Like all three as a group?
Yeah, just like an overall synopsis rating of your list builds.
Is this like an Aaron Trash scale? Am I going like positive?
No, you can go with whatever metric you want. You can grade it in Starlight if you want. I don't care.
Okay. Out of 5 pizza rolls, I'm going to give the Defenders a 5.
As a whole.
I'm explaining.
You're not individual.
The Spider Foes and the Brotherhood are both 4s. So that averages out to a grand total of I said not averages up, totals up to a grand total of 13 pizza rolls is what
Parker, I remember when we talked about using 75 words instead of three?
You said any metric, and I said pizza rolls.
Then you explained the metric for 5 minutes. All right, so you're going to get five probationary episodes.
3 seconds.
We talked about this.
It took me 3 seconds.
All right, 35.93, you're up 5 episodes. All right. Jeremy, what's your scale?
F minus.
F minus?
Yeah.
Strong. Aaron?
Whatever Parker gave, the exact same reading.
Oh, okay.
Except I ate a pizza roll on the way, so it's 13 okay. pizza rolls for me.
Okay.
Well, that'd be 12 if you ate one.
Oh, you gave 13? Oh, yeah, then I'll give 12.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. My rating is thumbs down. All right, and that concludes the Building a List segment.
Hopefully bag of dicks.
You guys had a good
time. Flaming bag of dicks.
Thumbs down. I respond to everything with the emoji flexing bicep vampire door. Everyone knows this. That's the only way to respond to anything with emojis. All right. Cool. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for us today. Hopefully you guys enjoyed us building a list. I think it was pretty fun. And interesting to see how we all attack it in different ways. So. This has been Brandon.
And Parker.
And Jeremy.
And Aaron.
And you just listened to a lightning bolt hitting the tip of my penis.
So what are we going to call this thing?
I got it. Okay. Incredible, new, fantastic, astonishing, mighty, original, uncanny, sensational podcast.
I'm just going to put down infamous.
And we're back.
Oh, man. Again. We're so back.
I feel very back.
Mm-hmm. You should.
Before I was front. Now I'm back. Where the fuck are the rules for this shit-ass format? I've looked in several places and yet to find them. This is not a good sign.
It's all in organized play. Both of the entries you need are in organized play.
Found it. All right, so if I don't say it now, I'm going to forget. So I'm going to say it now. Aaron, I don't know if you know this, but when I ask you questions occasionally, it's because I view you as someone who has rich life experiences, if that makes sense. Are you following me? So usually when I ask somebody, I'm like, oh man, I have a really important question to ask that I wonder if anyone else has experienced. The first person I think of is you. So I have a question for you. Have you ever had static electricity discharge off your penis?
I'm afraid we'll get canceled if I answer that truthfully.
It happened to me for the first time on Monday. I thought I was being all cool and smooth because I was taking the table covers off all the tables, which if anyone's never done that, they're like spandex table covers. They collect static electricity like a son of a bitch. And so I have this thing where I walk up and I tap my ankle against the table to discharge the static electricity so it doesn't zap my fingers, because it doesn't hurt my ankle, but it does hurt my fingers. And so I was doing that. I walk around the room, and then I just randomly turn like to go through a doorway carrying all of the table covers. And I just walked apparently too close to the door handle and I almost fell down.
It blew your dick like, off.
It was an experience. Tell you what, you don't need caffeine when you get that on a daily basis.
So when you say daily basis, have you not gone and recreated this every time?
I am not going to confirm nor deny either of these situations. I think we're getting off track here. See, we need to go back to the previous stuff.
Pretty sure you led us down this road of debauchery.
Nope, you were not supposed to ask follow-up questions.
Okay, I wasn't going to until you said daily.
If you asked me if I was really tired, if I'd rather have a Red Bull, I'd probably say no. Because it definitely woke me the fuck up.
So it's interesting that you were talking about that.
I'm sure it was.
It might. Well, the thing is it's not nearly as uncommon as one might think. When you work in the kitchen in a restaurant mm-hmm. business, the roll of plastic wrap is fucking huge. Mm-hmm. Rip off a bunch of that, which means the atoms fucking explode next to each other. And then mm-hmm. your crotch is almost always right at the level of that table. It'll blow your dick off. Like, it's happened way too many times. It sucks.
Oh, boy.
This is like some sort of Mr. Science episode for, like, depraved, stupid people.
Yeah, Parker, would you like to talk about your penis at all?
I was about to say...
Or the interactions with it in science.
So it's funny that you say that. I have done a ton of electrostatic experiments where I've purposely, like, electrified myself, positive and negative charges, and I was trying to think to my memory, I don't think I've ever discharged directly through my penis. I've discharged through a bunch of random surfaces before, like my elbow or my ear, like things that I didn't anticipate was going to happen, because again, you know, you don't realize how... You don't realize where all your body parts are at all times, and so... When you've charged yourself on purpose, in my case, because I was doing it for science, like, and then you get close to something, you're like, ah, shit, I didn't realize how close I was to that sink every time I walked by it, and then I'm getting shocked, you know, while this experiment is going on. But not my penis. I thought about it really hard. I don't think it's ever happened.
You don't enter the room crotch first.
No. Now, Jeremy, also...
Now, a close surface that I have had before is belt buckles, because lab tables, like, are, like, exactly yeah. waist high. So my belt buckle has shocked, like, many, many things. But it doesn't hurt, of course, it's the belt buckle. But I have discharged off my belt buckle a lot, but never my penis. It's just never anything particularly that high.
You've never discharged through your penis?
Not electrical signal, no. No. Not that kind. Not once.
This is a new level of depravity.
I know what we're calling this episode.
So I had a weird incident. I told Aaron about this earlier, but I was in the doctor's office and I was putting my kids' information at a window, and they were asking me different things. And I'm like, their birthday and, you know, social security card and all that stuff. And then something really weird happened, and I didn't realize how weird it was until it, like, happened. And maybe it's not weird, and maybe it's just the environment we live in now, but... They were asking questions about my kid, and all of a sudden a question came up. What is your kid's race? And it looked at me right in the eyes. And because of mm-hmm. the way things are now, I was like, am I supposed to say Caucasian? Am I supposed to ask my child what they identify as? Like, I don't, and I was truly tripped up for like five beats. Like, and I just, I'm mm-hmm. like, white. I'm like, that's what we're called now, right? They're white. Dude, it was really weird, and I just had a moment, and everybody was like, yeah, okay, good, there you go. But for some reason, I was like, if we put that on the form, do I lose college money? Like, which is the... Dude, it was like... It's... that's how woke or unwoke I am. Like, I was just like, fuck, mm-hmm. this is a trap.
The amount of government forms I've had to fill out, I'm pretty used to it at this point.
Well... I've forms are one thing, but I'm sitting at the window and she's asking.
Oh, someone just asked you?
Filling out a form for me. She's asking. And, like, out loud, I had to say it. And, like, I got tripped up because I just normally you just check those boxes. And then I'm, like, looking around the room, like, is this okay to say? Is this a thing we still call ourselves? Like, what do white people call themselves white people still? Like, I don't want to mess this up.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking weird. It's just weird.
One thing you could have done is just say, you know what? I'm not sure, according to your categories, could you read all of them? And then just like, just let her choose. You know what? Read the first half again. I want to hear it again and just like see how many times she would have said all the races.
Do you have? That were listed on the forms. Oh, do you have Inuit on there? yeah, we do.
I'm not. I'm not. But I wanted to know. Do you have that on there? Is it Alaska Native? What do you have? Just like see how many they have. You're like
Native people. You only have 16. Antarctica. Yeah, one of those. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think he should have just said, they identify as chaotic neutral.
Exactly. God, that would have been fucking
And then they're like, that's not a race. Fuck, it isn't.
You should have said twins.
Insult my people.
Yeah. You could have just said twins. They identify as twins. They are their own thing.
I don't know. Let's ask them. I should have brought them up. As 11-year-old boys, it'd be interesting to see how they did that answer. Mm-hmm. What do you guys identify race-wise? They're like, half-elf, and he is a dwarf fighter. I'm like, oh, yes!
Negative, I identify as a meat popsicle.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm very tired. I was doing fine, and then I just hit a wall like an hour ago. And I have no energy at all.
Too bad. We got a cast for another 2 hours. So
don't worry, I'm rubbing my socks together. I'm trying to wake myself up.
You do it.
Oh God, here it goes.
You guys see a light show? Just call the police. I'm gonna need help.
The lights.
I don't think it'll help. I think you'll just be awake.
Like, I think we need to clap or something. I don't know how this works when he explodes his dick and blows up the whole house.
So, on the 3D printing front, some regular folks apparently have started finding my store. At least I don't believe that they're listeners. But they really like Marvel statues, I can tell you that. And so people are like, hey, I want this like Hulk statue you have, but I want it as big as you can make it.
Jesus.
I'm like, I don't think you do. It's like, no, I do. I'm like, well, I can totally respect that. And I also like big statues, but do you understand the volume of resin you're talking about? And he's like, yeah, like, but give me a quote. So I like draw up the quote and it's like $475. I'm just like, ooh, that's not going to go over well. It's like, this thing is fucking enormous.
Or it might, you never know.
So the guy said that. He's like, well, I'll think about it. But for right now, send it in the normal size. I'm like, okay. And then he's like, well, I'll buy some more stuff that's big. I'm like, okay.
So was this just somebody who found the Etsy store or like a listener? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they didn't say anything about being a listener. So okay. I'm assuming it's a regular person. Mm-hmm.
Regular person as opposed to a listener, which couldn't possibly be a regular person. Yeah, like
some
that.
Kind of kung fu genius SWAT team people. I don't know.
Yeah.
He is a white.
Jeremy really wants us to not get any listeners ever again. Yeah. He's going right up against it today. Normally, Parker's the one drawing lines in weird places. Oh. It's canceled.
I was just quoting that. That was a movie thing. Mm.
Somehow, everyone didn't leave the Discord channel due to last week's movie topic.
What was last week? I don't remember what we did.
Guilty pleasures. You guys picked some real barn burners with like beard cook-off or some shit. I was like, what is happening? Jeremy, did you see the results?
I glanced at it like a couple days ago. It doesn't surprise me.
What didn't surprise you about the voting?
That you tend to have some sort of pulse with this group of people. I don't know.
You know, I actually figured out what it is. It's called good taste.
The 1% of the 1% of 1%. You have the pulse. Good job.
Yeah.
I was gonna say. I think it's more like common denominator is what you got.
Yeah, that's fair. Turns out, if you spend 20 years cultivating a group of people that like you, it's really easy to find out what they also like.
You're not wrong.
But Jeremy, good news, your zero votes this week gets you first pick.
Good. I finally did it.
Aaron, would you like to go second or third?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, which one?
I don't care.
I'm going to need you to pick one.
I refuse.
Okay. We'll just wait until he picks
one. Oh, my God.
Got 2 hours and 1 minute left.
Alrighty.
Why would you need him to choose? Because
it doesn't really matter.
Oh.
Would you like to go second or third? Did we had tied votes.
Oh, we tied. That's why you want us to choose. I will go second.
All right. Parker's third. Aaron is second.
See? Aaron, I don't know you are wiser than me. You are wiser.
No, because I gave Aaron the choice, so I'm assuming whatever you want is what Aaron doesn't want. So I switched it, trying to give Aaron the benefit.
I don't think that's an assumption. I think you're just trying to screw me. I think you're just trying to...
That's not what happened.
I don't understand
Parker, when have I
why
ever
you would
lied
make that
about
assumption.
Trying to screw you over?
Parker's on to you.
Most of the time. Most
I don't
of the
lie
time.
About it. I'm very open about it. Aaron's the one that railroads you with these loaded questions. All right, Parker, what weighs more? A pound of feathers? It's like, oh, God.
Here he goes.
And he's like, they weigh the same. And he's like, I'm sorry, we were looking for a pound of steel. That was what the answer was. He's like, what? That's not correct, though. He's like, yeah, that's what we were looking for.
So while you're busy printing off all these miniatures, did you finish off what I need to finish the stuff?
Nope.
I'm going to give up interest very soon.
Well, sorry, but that's how the order of priorities happen. Because I can't do that stuff till I get other stuff done, and it's just a giant endless pile of shit that's all entangled with each other.
What is in front of it?
I have to do a bunch of editing on 3D Builder that takes hours of time that I don't have. And so until I get that free time, I cannot make the files to print to get you the parts. And so when I get about 12 hours of free time, I can finish those files and print out the rest of it. I can print you the stuff I have files for, but you said you wanted it all at once. So
yeah, I didn't know you had to make stuff.
Yeah, I still have to build the files because unnamed people don't know how to make STLs. And the crowdsourcing is working, so. I got a message today from, trying to think if I'm betraying a confidence or not. We'll keep it anonymous. I got a message by another person in the 3D printing community today that wanted some advice on how to print some of the files I got. And they were like, this is a giant shit show. It was pretty great. I was like, yep, just kind of hope it doesn't break your printer. It's pretty much the way you got to go. Mm.
Did you actually order in any of the Wakanda guys, the new thing?
The Rivals pack?
Yeah.
Yes, I did. They sold out.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I bought mine.
I have two more coming in tomorrow, I think. Did you want one?
No, I'm not currently interested.
Cool.
I think at this point I'm waiting for rules and see what's going on. By rules meaning the models before I just grab them. I have way too many goddamn models I've played once. Kind of gotten to that point.
Yeah. Yeah, the age of buying everything seems over with. So I'm moving to a more like specific order plan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many models. Like, what is having 200 individual figures do for you? You're like, not much, because I don't play 3/4 of them.
Mm. That's actually, I feel like it's a big shift. I feel like I'd have to go back to a really early podcast. You never mentioned that you thought there would be a point at which you would stop buying. I felt like...
I think we mentioned that eventually it would stop. Like, it's just unrealistic to own 600 models, but... We always said that like the current plan was to keep buying everything. Mm-hmm.
I would.
And it's not due to...
If they would start putting like universal cards in the packs again, and I would buy models just for dumb cards. And that's what...
I'm sure people would, but I think they don't want to do that because then people complain because you're like, well, if you want med pack, it's...
No, it's financially dumb. Like, I hate that I'd have to do it.
I think it upsets the community. And also, they've said repeatedly, it's hard to balance every set having a generic card in it because you get to the point where it's like, now there's 300 generic cards. And there's only three that get played. And so it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
yeah,
so
their
now it's like
is better.
better Warpath came out. Warpath 2 is now in this box, so I have to buy something else I don't want to get a better card than I already have. That I definitely don't want to see that happen.
No, I think this character card with characters that they're doing now, or at least affiliations with affiliation cards, that's fine.
Mm.
That way I don't have to worry so much about it. But I definitely am not into spending $100 on two models that I just don't find that interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never been a Wakanda person, so.
Yeah, gone are the days of field dressing comes in this box. You have to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
At least let's hope.
Was field dressing in the core set?
Man, I keep wanting
to think. It's been so long. It's like trying to think back to like first edition War Machine. It's like, where the fuck did that come out? Like, it's such a different, because that's honestly, if you ask me, that's Mark II is when they banned field dressing and all that stuff happened. Like, it's a totally different game.
What was the reason that people bought the most dangerous woman in the world or whatever? Like, what was
Gamora? Gamora was
there was a card in there, right?
Fuck, what was it? Med pack? I think it was med pack.
And there was a Vision pack. The Vision pack had a card
and
in
then
it.
A climbing gear was with Daredevil and fuck, who's the other guy? Bullseye, I think. Yeah.
But yeah, there was those and specific packs where it was like, you guys need to buy those guys.
Yeah, I think Indomitable is the only one that's still like an asterisk because it only comes with Colossus and magic, but Colossus is kind of okay now. I think he's actually worse, but I don't know. I don't get it. People seem to like him more.
It was weird Sunday, not having any football. Don't know what to do with myself.
I definitely didn't feel like there should be football, but obviously watching football is always great. But I guess I didn't miss it. I mean, you know, winning it makes it better, obviously, because you're not like, fuck, season's gone. Or like, obviously, it's a different feeling. But obviously, I would be very happy if there was still football, but I don't miss it.
Yeah, it was my favorite thing that happens...
So it was nice for that.
My favorite thing that happens every time the Chiefs win a Super Bowl is there's so much content made about their run. I really enjoy looking at that. That's my my favorite after Super Bowl activity is looking at all the like in-depth run and all the mic'd up stuff and like when people do super cuts of just defense or just this player and discuss, you know, analyze even, you know. You also get all the interviews, all the background stuff that happened, which usually doesn't, you know, it makes the cutting room floor because regular season stuff, there's just so much of that content you don't get to see all of it. But in the Super Bowl team, the Super Bowl winners get a lot of that put front and center. So that's always my favorite stuff, all that stuff that comes out.
Yeah. I already watched the hour-long mic'd up from the game.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I did as well. Does that YouTube show, do they do a final one for the Super Bowl?
Yes.
I'm waiting for that.
I haven't checked in on it since 2 weeks ago. But
they don't have it as of last, like, a couple days ago. It's not out yet.
Okay.
But I did watch the mic'd up, which was cool.
Yeah, there'll be a bunch of stuff. I've been watching a bunch of film breakdowns and stuff, too. I've gotten a lot more into the, like, advanced tactics or intricacies of football over the last couple years, so... I like watching like film breakdown and stuff now where I can actually understand what's going on as opposed to just watching people run.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy how much is going on. Like,
yeah, I mean, people like to make fun of like the athletes because they're not educated or smart or whatever. But like, dude, playing in the NFL is a fucking complex thing. Like, it looks like they're just running, but like there's so many layers to what they're doing and like the different like responsibilities and scheme and stuff they have to memorize is just crazy.
That's actually one of my favorite things to hear about the Chiefs defense is that they have, you know, athletic talent, no doubt, but the thing they have collectively, all of them are high IQ players. Like that's, it's one of the reasons why they feel like they're doing so well right now is none of them don't know what everybody's doing. Which is really cool to see.
Yeah, there's a Steve Spagnuolo did an interview about the big third down where we got a stop and right before the end of the game where we got to tie it, and they sent Trent McDuffie on a blitz, and so there's a timeout, so Steve Spagnuolo calls the play into the defensive huddle, and the linebacker Nick Bolton like visibly reacts to the call because he knows it's going to work against what they're going to run. And so they, like, he tells the guys, and all the guys are excited about the play because they know that this is the play they beat them on. And it's like, that's how well they understand what the offense is trying to accomplish, mm-hmm. let alone how their scheme works against it. So that was a really fun interview.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know what, go ahead.
I was going to say, I just watched, there's a Netflix thing about the Bills when they went to the Super Bowl 4 times and lost. I was fucking mm-hmm. just, like, blown away. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Oh, yeah. It's infamous. Like,
I had,
everyone knows about that run.
Yeah, no,
The Vikings also went to 4 and lost, but they didn't go to 4 in a row and lose. No, no, just 4. It was like 4 over like 6 or 8 years. Yeah.
All right, this time
the Purple
for sure.
People Eaters took the Vikings to the Super Bowl 4 times, I think.
Yeah, that was a sad story. The Netflix thing is actually
70, really 74, 75, and 77 was the Vikings. And then the Bills was like 4 consecutive years, like 91 to 94, I think.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible.
And they're yeah, I mean, it's brutal.
They're absolutely right, though. They're talking about it, and they're like, all these other cities have stuff. The Buffalo Bills, they have terrible weather. Can we at least have a fucking
They do
team?
Have terrible weather, yeah. They, yeah, no, it's, I actually like Buffalo fans a lot because they feel like Kansas City fans. Like, you know, they've been a good, not great team for a long time, and then, like, they've had their heartbreaking playoff losses. You know, they're from a, you know, hard-nosed, cold-weather team, city. Like, it just feels very Midwestern. And so, like, I like the Bills fans. Not a huge fan of the Bills players, but the fans are great. Yeah. What was I going to say? I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. So the way that people view sports, like, accomplishments is so fucking weird because they will downplay getting second place to a damning level where it's like, oh, you got to the game but lost. That's worse than not getting there. Like, no, it's not. Like, emotionally for the people on the field, maybe. Mm-hmm. But, like, as, like, an accomplishment, like, dude, you won all but one game. Like, come on. You got second place out of all of the teams in the world. Like, how is that not an accomplishment? Like, and this happens mostly due to, like, the Michael Jordan and LeBron James argument where it's like so-and-so was undefeated in the finals, but then yeah. also, like, didn't make the finals more times despite playing less years. And so it's just like, I don't have a strong opinion that I hate basketball, but, like, it's that argument has sprouted because some people want to have an objective way to argue that their guy is better. And so to do that, they developed this, you know, check the stat, like, single stat argument, because it's the only thing that supports what they're saying. And as opposed to just the actual argument is, look at the guy. Look at, like, watch the games. It's the eye test. Like, this guy was unbelievable at what he was doing. And that's, like, the Pat argument, right? It's like, anyone who's ever watched Pat play just goes, no, this guy's just different than everybody else, right? Like, that's the argument. Like, the numbers are great, but it pales in comparison to what you see him do. Mm-hmm. Like the pass in the Super Bowl against the Buccaneers where he, like, levitates 18 inches off the ground while being tackled by somebody and just elbow throws a ball 35 yards downfield into triple coverage, hits the running back in the face mask, and he drops it. And you're just like, humans can't do that. Like, what he's doing is impossible. But it goes down as an incomplete pass on the stat sheet. Like, who cares? And so, yeah, it's just weird to me. Like, so the Bills went to 4 straight Super Bowls, and your immediate reaction is, oh, that poor team. It's like, dude, they made 4 Super Bowls in a row. Like, that's an unbelievable accomplishment. Nobody else has ever done that.
Yeah, it's one of those stats that, like, psychologically, for, like, people's egos and to be able to live with themselves, third place is much better mm-hmm. than second. Because third place, you yeah. get a medal. Second place, you didn't get first. Like, it's just that
right.
crushing. Look, it's weird.
Yeah, if you just compare it to the Olympics and you just go, oh, this person is a 4 consecutive medalist or four Olympics in a row, they made the medal stand. You're like, oh, that's really impressive. And then you go, and it was silver medal each time. You're like, oh, that's great. But then you reverse it and put it into sports. And you're like, oh, that team must suck. And you're like, what?
Exactly.
It's just odd. Like, it's really odd when you think about it. It's like, Jeremy, you got second place at 4 straight tournaments, and you're like, oh, Jeremy must suck at the game. You're like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, It's like, what if we just said, like, Aaron got second place at LVO 4 consecutive years? Nobody would be saying that he's, like, that sucks for Aaron. Like, that'd be a great accomplishment. It's just so weird that we look at it that way. All right, you guys ready to get started?
Yes, please.
All right.
What? And you accuse me of going long.
Yeah. I'm going to play these clips over the top of each other. I'm just going to loop mine for however many times it fits within whatever the fuck you said. We'll see who's was longer. Get my like 5 times. Anyway.
I think he just means that you could have shortened that to phallic discharge and got the same point across.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. Hey, sometimes when you cast Lightning Bolt, you have to use a wand.
Mm-hmm. Movies.
Movies. Jeremy, let's get the fuck out of here. All right. Mojo World this week. We have Gary Oldman movies. All right, Jeremy, you get to go first, and you have your much-awaited movie selections.
Thank you. Yet again, I'm sure I'm going to hit something that nobody has seen, but should, because I'm a fucking old guy. Fifth Element. Fucking mic drop. Nothing beats it. Steel.
Literally everyone has seen that.
All the shit I think y'all should have seen. I'm like in high school. Everyone else is in fucking elementary school, so I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, I'm going to give you a break on this one because we know that you have, like, the worst memory of anyone I've ever met. But we have specifically used Fifth Element, like, 4 times already on these
movies. I know that. I do know that. But okay. For some reason, they keep picking your dog dick movies.
They do.
That's good.
It's not my fault you've never seen Tremor 7, The Tremoring.
Whatever.
All right. Solid pick. Everyone loves Fifth Element. Parker.
My first one is going to be my favorite long movie ever, The Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Alrighty.
I don't know. I've been playing at this point.
All your movies are taken.
Well, by far the 2 best ones, so whatever.
You had the option to go second. I don't want to hear a single bitch from you at this point. I talked about this for 5 solid minutes.
I did. Just because I was taking some time to make up my mind, and you skipped me.
I was taking some time to make up my mind. It's the single greatest lie since I play Mission Objective.
Harry Potter 4, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Ooh, Sirius Black. Excellent.
I'm going to write in Roman numerals so nobody knows which one that is, and they'll mess it up.
Just write Prisoner of Azkaban. Wait,
isn't that 3? Is it 4? That's 3. That's okay. 3, right? I'm not crazy.
Closet Potter fanatic that you are. Fuck if I know.
I do like Harry Potter.
You don't have to put a number on it. It doesn't have a number. It is just Harry Potter.
Prisoner of Azkaban is 3.
Fuck.
He's also in 4, though.
Prisoner of Azkaban is 3.
He stars in, like...
He is also in
4. He is, in fact, in 4.
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, I get to pick some stuff now. You guys took all the good ones.
That's okay. Your bullshit one's going to win anyway. It doesn't matter.
Man, you're not wrong. Oh, I have a hardcore banger number 3 pick that none of you guys are going to pick. I'm going to do Quest for Camelot, the animated movie.
That is true. He did some voice stuff.
Second pick. We're going to go with Dracula.
Bram's Stoker's Dracula.
Bram Stoker's. Alrighty, Aaron, your second Harry Potter movie, please.
It's going to be Harry Potter 4, Goblet of Fire.
Fuck yeah.
You really got fucking painted into a corner here, didn't you?
It's like, someone help me! They've trapped me in a corner! I've only seen 5 movies!
He's going to fight his way out using Harry Potter. I like it.
They're going to think you're the most fucking fanatical fan of Harry Potter ever. And he's like, I've only seen him once. Like, all right, Parker, you're next.
Leon the Professional.
I really wanted to pick this one, but I haven't actually seen it.
I saw it like the year it came out.
I know I'm going to like it. I've seen a bunch of clips. I know what it's about. I just never got around to watching it. Jeremy, your back-to-back 1-2 punches of beard shaving. Go ahead.
Don't fucking do it.
Oh, that's right. We can pick all the other Harry Potter movies.
Oh, man. I oughta. That'd be
great. That would be amazing.
That would be something. Let's see.
Which don't Harry make me Air Force One this left. Shit. there are only two. You could take them both.
No. So I'm going to do. I was going to save this one for last, but True Romance. It was awesome in that. And yeah, you took a couple of my other ones, you motherfuckers.
Imagine how hard it is going last every time versus getting to a first every time.
Trying to find the name.
Describe it. This is your last pick. There's no giving anything away.
No, I know. I had like five of them, okay. And I was like, there's no way someone's going to pick.
No one's going to pick this.
Pretty much.
Well, I'm not telling you any of mine.
That's fine. Well, the thing is, I got stuck in my head Oppenheimer. I'm sure it's an amazing movie, but I haven't fucking seen it yet, so I can't do that one.
Yeah, you can't pick it, yeah.
What's it called?
Tinker. He's also in it for a grand total of 8 seconds.
Yeah.
Tinker Taylor.
I really love that movie, but it's not like one of my favorite like Gary Oldman movies, so whatever. I'll pick that one.
That doesn't matter. It's just that he's in it is all that matters.
Yeah. Or actually, you know what? I'm going to pick one that's more me. Hannibal. Fucking gross-ass dude he plays in that is amazing.
Yeah, I need to watch that, too. I watched the Hannibal TV show, and it was really good, and I liked that. So, Parker, your final pick.
I'm going to go for one of my favorite Gary Oldman roles, which is, ironically, it wasn't him. It was the animated Kung Fu Panda 2.
Alrighty. Aaron, should I just add a number?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
You going sequential?
Yes.
You didn't even pick the best Harry Potter movies. Are you going off of Gary's performance?
Because
in number 8, he's a ghost.
Do not question my my logic.
He is a ghost. Oh my god.
I really hope people don't, like, if people don't listen to this segment but just vote, they're missing out on so much.
Oh, I know.
This is so much better than the actual results. JP needs to start listening.
It's too busy making his own cast.
No, it is absolutely.
Are you just going with 5?
The Order of Phoenix.
Order of the Phoenix, sorry. Alrighty. Do we go for the win or do we go for ultimate Brandon?
I can't imagine there's a
winner. All four of these movies I have still on my list, I can't believe are still here and resonate with me, so I don't know. We're going to do JFK.
Yeah.
Good enough. Alrighty. So honorable mentions, Jeremy already said Oppenheimer. I liked Oppenheimer a lot. I haven't seen it again though. I'm not sure how I feel about it. I always try and give newer movies time to marinate before I form opinions. Cause, people I know sometimes overreact to newness. And so like Jake will come to the store and be like, Han Solo is the greatest movie ever made. And I'm like, you might want to like give it a few hours. He's like, nope. Single greatest movie of all time. I can't believe they did it. And like, the next week he's like, oh, that movie was dog shit. Like, bro, you're all over the place here. Like, if he saw it the last week, it's the greatest movie ever.
The Oppenheimer, because of the director, I can't imagine it not being good.
Yeah, it is good, but it's not. He's like Gary Oldman's not really even in it. Like, he's in so much makeup, you can't even really tell it's him. And he's in it for like 8 seconds.
Gotcha.
But it is a good movie. My secret dark horse that I was thinking about naming, Lost in Space.
Oh, I know. He played a great doctor in that one. I like that.
He played a great doctor. That movie is so awful, yet so amazing at the same time.
It really is.
It really is. Oh, dude, I was so trash, excited. But it's great. I had that modular gun he had in the movie. Like, I had a toy version of it. It had, like, 8 parts. And it folded up and all these. It was so cool. I was so excited. Then I saw the movie. I'm like, this movie's amazing. And everybody's like, no, it's not.
My notable, when I left off, I had to choose. I did not go for Book of Eli. Mm-hmm. I like that movie. It's another trash movie, but I like it.
I like that movie, too.
I don't even remember him in that.
He's the bad guy. The
bad guy? Okay. Yeah. I think I've only seen it once. It was a long time ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Wait, I'll do Aaron. Harry Potter 6, 7, and 8 as well. Also bangers.
He wasn't in 6 and 7 and 8 part 1.
No, it's just 7 and 8. Hmm. It's not 8 part 1 and 2. It's 7 and 8.
Hmm. Well, he wasn't in
6 and 7. Pretty sure he's actually in all 6 of the movies after the first 2. It's just mostly like flashbacks and shit after, you know, the thing happens.
We don't count flashbacks.
Oh, we don't?
No.
So Star Wars doesn't count because it happens in the past?
It's basically in my dream, so yeah.
Okay. Cool. Who's gaming tomorrow?
This guy.
I love the show of hands for the audio medium podcast. It's great.
Because they give a shit if we gamed 4 days ago? What?
He's not wrong.
Shout out to the Springfield crew. That was a nice, fun tournament. A lot of cool guys. They had a bunch of new people playing as well that had never played in tournaments before. And it was, honestly, after LVO and having to play against like a bunch of crunchy lists one after another, being able to play people who are just there playing to have fun. And I was using
and a just new... break them over your knee.
And, and 16 of them.
Hey, look. Jesus Christ.
Jared's never going to live this down.
Wow.
I didn't know.
It was quite refreshing.
It felt really nice.
It was so awesome.
Bending people to my will. No, like, I can't even defend it. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I talked myself into that hole. Watching people have fun for the sake of fun in this game right now in the environment that kind of feels like is brewing was nice. I'll just say that.
Yeah. I remember the first Bug Eater out of COVID I played in the MCP tournament. And I had back-to-back rounds. I scored 20-3 and then 20-0. And so Perrin walked over. He's like, so how you doing? And I showed him my scorecard. He's like, Jesus Christ. I was like, well, it looks so much worse than it is. Because like the second game, the 20-0 game, was the closest game I played all weekend. Like, at any moment, the game was in the balance. Every single activation, the game was in the balance. But the score just didn't dictate that because I was back when we had all or nothing scoring. And so I was playing against Blackwater on, it was Meteors and Alien Ship. So it was 2 all or nothing score missions. And so it was you score 5 a turn or you score 0. And it was just like at any point, if his Ebony Maw killed my like Steve, the game ended. And he just couldn't do it. He kept failing, just coming up barely short. And then we had like, you know, med pack and patch up were legal at the time. So it was just like, I was just keeping him alive. And it was just like, wow, game goes fast.
Cool.
Alrighty. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Hopefully you had a good time. Goodbye.